like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect March 21st, and the time now is 3:30 in the afternoon. Please turn off all cell phones. Members present today are Senator Merrick, Senator Bjorkman, and Vice Chair Klayman, and Senator Wilikowski are on their way. Wanted to thank Carrie Cooperrider from Senate Records for being here. Also thank you to Lisa Denny, the moderator with the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda, we have several confirmations. We have several confirmations and the Lieutenant Governor successor, who's joined us on Teams this morning. We also have confirmation hearings on the Police Standards Council, and I think that's it. So we'll go ahead and start with Lieutenant Governor's successor, the DEC Commissioner Jason Bruni. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an honor to be here today. Are you able to hear me okay?
We sure can.
So for the record, my name is Jason Bruni. I am the Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Again, it's an honor to be here today, and I have been proud to serve under Governor Dunleavy since the first day back in 2018, December 3rd. I was confirmed as the DEC Commissioner that April. While some of you may not have supported my confirmation, I do want to say that it has. I have had an open door, and I've appreciated working with you over the last 4 years. One of the proudest moments that I've had since I've been in this position is when one of your former colleagues, Senator Begich, said on the record that he regretted not voting for me and that he wished he had. And that probably is the proudest moment that I've had in this time. And it just goes to show, obviously, that reputations may precede someone, but I definitely am doing my best to try to earn your trust. And it's absolutely an honor that Governor Dunleavy has appointed chosen me to be the Lieutenant Governor's successor. Obviously, first thing I would like to ask the four of you that I see there, and of course your 56 colleagues, is to pray. Obviously, please pray for Governor Dunleavy and Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom's health. We hope that this type of situation never necessitates this the ascension that this position would require. But if something should happen, obviously I am prepared and am happy to answer any questions that any of you may have about this position. But I really appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Chair, to come before this committee and present this opportunity for me to take this position as Lieutenant Governor's successor.
Great, thank you very much, Commissioner. Are there any questions for the commissioner before we go to public testimony? Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since you would be ascending to the role of Lieutenant Governor potentially, are there, and dealing with elections, are there things regarding the Division of Elections that you would change?
Senator Wilikowski, through the chair, it's a great question. The Division of Elections, Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom just put in a new person to fill that role after the predecessor had served for a long time. I think it's important for the Alaska public to have confidence in our election process. Senator Wilkowski, I right now would rely on you and your colleagues to offer suggestions if there are changes that need to be made. But for now, obviously, Governor Dunleavy and Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom running in the ticket that they did, I don't recall hearing specific changes that they would recommend in the Division of Elections, but I would definitely have open ears if there were recommendations that you or your colleagues had.
Senator Wilikowski, follow up?
We just heard from the Division of Elections, and there were a few issues that came up, and just curious your thoughts on them. One was having the state no longer participate in ERIC, which is the organization that works across with other states to verify people's addresses to make sure people aren't voting in multiple states. Is that an organization that you think we should stick with, or is that one that you think we should not be involved with anymore?
Senator Wilkowski, through the chair, I would want to get back to you with specifics on that. Obviously, I think having relationships with fellow states, I have that in my current role as Commissioner of DEC. My colleagues at in other states provide incredibly valuable feedback and recommendations that have helped shape me and helped me do my job better. So I think those relationships with other states is incredibly important. And I think what you outlined about making sure that there aren't people having the Chicago-esque type voting where they vote multiple times in different states is something that's important to understand. But I actually, up until this hearing, I'd never heard of ERIC as an organization. So I would want to do some more research and understand what had been presented by the Division of Elections at the previous hearing before making a commitment on that.
Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, how about ranked choice voting? Is that something that you would advocate to eliminate if you were moved, if you did ascend to the position of Lieutenant Governor?
Yeah, Senator Wilkowski, through the chair. The ranked choice voting was put in place through the initiative process, and the initiative process is looking at potentially bringing forward a repeal of that. And so I think obviously we'd want to understand the will of the people. I don't anticipate that that would be something that I know 2 years have passed since the initiative was put in place, but I think that given that there is an initiative process that potentially could be putting that before the people as well, I think that that would be either leave it to the will of the people or, as with any ballot initiative, a legislature can pass something substantially similar to take that off the ballot. So I think that that I would leave that in the hands of the people. Or your body, Senator Wilkowski.
Are there further questions for Commissioner Bruni? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and open up public testimony. Is there public testimony for Commissioner Bruni, the Lieutenant Governor's successor? I don't see anybody online or in the room right now. We'll go ahead and close public testimony. I guess, are there any other questions for the Commissioner Bruni at this time? Well, you got off the hot seat early or quickly. I didn't get to ask you about anthropogenic climate change or anything like that, but I guess we'll now we'll just need a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the appointment of Commissioner Jason Bruni to be forwarded to the joint session for consideration. This does not reflect the intent of any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further session.
Great. Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we will forward your name to the joint session. Thank you very much for being online with us today, Commissioner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the committee.
Okay. let's see. We will now move on to Alaska Police Standards Council. We have three people up in the Police Standards Council for confirmation. We have several, I think we might have two on teams and one in the room. We have Rebecca Hammond, the chair of the Alaska Police Standards Council. I believe she's on teams. Hi, Rebecca. If you would state your name and affiliation for the record and tell us why you would like to be, I think, reappointed or appointed to the Police Standards Council.
Thank you. I'm sorry for my voice. I have a little bit of a cold. My name is Rebecca Hammond, and I'm a resident of the Bristol Bay area, King Salmon, to be specific. And I have been on the council for quite a few years. I believe Governor Parnell appointed me, and I have served ever since. Since last spring, I was vice chair when Chief Justin Dahl was chair, and when he retired, I became chair for the short time until the election, and then I was reelected as chair this last December, I believe. And as to why I would like to serve, I found this process very it's just a very good process to be involved in. I feel like our whole state deserves high quality of police work throughout. And as we know in our media, there's often a sense of distrust for law enforcement and that the community has not felt that they could trust the law enforcement that they experience. But I feel like as a state, we can change that. And we have put a lot of work into just making sure that the people that are serving in these roles are the right people, and that the people that we do have great careers and good training available to them. And so I really enjoyed being part of the process. And one reason I feel I wanted to continue with it is we have been doing a lot of work on our, just on some of our regulations. And formerly we had started making some massive changes, and the general word from the people and people who are most closely affected by it asked us to slow it down, take more time, be more deliberate and careful about these changes and reviews. And so we've been doing that and just taking it on a little piece at a time so that we can really get the full comments from all the people involved and make sure that we're making changes that really make sense for our state. So I would really love to continue to be part of this process.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Hammond. Do you, is there a question for Ms. Hammond? We do have your resume here in front of us. I'll have a question on, you know, a lot of discussion recently, and I just had our folks from Fairbanks, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, come in and talk about some issues, particularly things like they're advocating for the crisis intervention model or crisis now model. It's something that's they've been doing in Fairbanks, so that rather than have necessarily a police officer show up, there's been somebody that's a social worker, social work trainer, come in and sort of evaluate the situation about whether it needs to escalate to the level of law enforcement. Can you just talk a little bit maybe about that?
Yes, this is a subject that's very interesting to me because I work on the other side of my life. I work as an advocate for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And often these people that I work with also struggle with mental health issues or are in active addiction. There are a lot of issues with the way that they interact with our peace officers in our state. And often we are advocating for another option rather than our local police having to come in hot every time on there is a call. And so locally in our small community, we've been trying to put together something more grassroots, but something similar where we have peer support advocates and crisis advocates like myself helping our local police officers with their first response to some of these situations that seem to have a more of a mental health component. And especially as we have a really high suicide rate and our teens are becoming involved with law enforcement at a very young age, and to kind of change that trajectory early on seems really important. I really feel strongly that this kind of maybe just a new approach with a more of a team approach could be really effective.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Hammond. Are there other questions for Ms. Hammond for the Alaska Police Standards Council? Okay. Seeing none, I wanted to thank you, Ms. Hammond, for submitting your name forward and for your service on the Police Standards Council so far. Next, we have Steve Dutra. Steve Dutra is the chief of police for the city of North Pole. I had breakfast meeting at 7:30 with him, and welcome. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Senator. Good morning. Good afternoon.
And if you would just state your name for the record and give us the reason why you'd like to serve on the Police Standards Council.
My name is Steve Dutra, and I'd like to say the chief of North Pole. And the reason I want to serve on the council, I guess, to repeat a lot of what Rebecca stated, but, I found that being on the council is a noble cause. I believe wholeheartedly in the mission of the council and maintaining the standards for police officers across the state. I never once, when I signed up, believed it would be as hard as it is. And, you know, it certainly is a lot of work, but it's rewarding. It keeps, I like to keep the, hold the line as far as police standards are concerned. And I think it's such an important task, and it's very important to serve the citizens of Alaska in this capacity. And I feel that, I have the experience and the training after 27 years and 10 years as a police chief. I'm pretty confident in what it takes to be a good officer and what it takes to not be a good officer. So that's kind of why I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in the cause.
Great. Thank you, Chief. Are there questions for Chief Dutra? I have a question. You know, how you get to see a lot of folks come in and get qualified. How many of those folks eventually just wash out?
Over a term of 20 years, I'd say probably half or more, and now we're starting to see a significant higher trend in that. Keeping people to the end of their career is just extremely difficult these days.
And do you have a thought on why that might be?
I think you and I must agree on this. It's probably a lot to do with, I just had an officer leave my department the other day, and he went to Redmond, Washington, because they obviously have a defined benefit and medical after 20. Also something about they let them sleep on the job, but I'm not sure I support that. But I'm seeing a significant amount of folks looking at their retirement options, looking across the private sector, and finding that law enforcement isn't the, you know, the only thing they can do, and there's other interests they have. And we're competing against a much broader market these days than we used to. So public service is not as, it seems to be a noble cause, but it doesn't seem to be the draw it used to have. So I think we need to increase the incentivize the profession, and we're losing out to other more lucrative careers.
Great. Thank you, Chief. We have a question from Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. Chief, thank you for being with us today. Can you please share your thoughts on the statewide policy manual?
Senator Merrick, the chair. Well, that's my baby. We started talking about this a couple years ago. We finally brought it forward this year to the legislators for funding, and it's basically a way to get a statewide policy enacted, not just for small departments and cities that aren't capable of producing police manuals, but for medium-sized and small villages and cities. But the important thing is that they that we have something that's a standard across the state that allows small places, small agencies to have a policy that's been vetted and is meets a high professional police standards across the country. It is also vetted judicially at every time there's a new case law in the Supreme Court or in our judicial district. It gets reviewed and training updates get put out. It's a critical need. Most states, 38 states, are using these manuals now, and it's very, very important for us to move to that next level. And the most important part of this too is for agencies to seek accreditation, and that's a professional standards rubber stamp saying that agency meets or exceeds acceptable police standards across the country. So I hope that explains what that is.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Chief Dutra. Are there any further questions for Chief Dutra at this time? Okay, seeing or hearing none, we will open up public testimony. Do we have anybody in the room or online who would like to testify? I don't see anybody online to testify. So we'll go ahead and close public testimony. Like I said, are there any final questions for Chief Dutra before we let him go? Okay, great. Thank you very much for being online today, and thank you very much for serving, and we'll see you back in Fairbanks next week.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, next up we have confirmation for the Alaska Police Standards Council. We have Daniel Carruthers, who is here in the room with us. If you would come forward, state your name and affiliation for the record, and welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee. My name is Dan Carruthers. I've lived in Alaska for 46 years and have a pretty diverse background on doing a number of things.
Thanks. Mr. Grothers, do you want to maybe just talk about some of your employment history? It looks like you've worked for a long time within the Department of Corrections.
Yes. I started off as a CETA correctional officer. That was a program that I don't think is in existence anymore, where the federal government paid half your salary, the state paid the other half, but you got no benefits. So I did that for about 3 months. Then I became a correctional officer one. Then a correctional officer two. I was a correctional officer for a couple of years. Then I was an institutional probation officer. That mainly dealt with furloughs, halfway houses, parole boards, parole reports. I did that for as an institutional probation officer for a couple of years. And then I went to Bethel as the district probation officer. That was probably one of my more interesting jobs. I was the only correctional employee for this area the size of the state of Washington at that time. This is 1980 to 86 is when I lived there. And in fact, I didn't even have a secretary. So I typed all my own pre-sentence reports and went to every village in that area. I think there's 53 of them, overnighted in every one of them many times. Met the village public safety officers once that program started. So I have an understanding of a lot of the, they wanted to open Yukon Custom Correctional Center. So I did the prep for that, opened it and ran it for a couple of years, and then came back to Lemon Creek Correctional Center here in Juneau. And was there for 19 years and retired in 85. And then was deputy commissioner under this administration for a short period of time, 6-7 months. And then, prior to that, from when I retired in 85 until before I became deputy comm, I, ran a polygraph business that did counseling polygraphs and field probation polygraphs and other types, but those were the two primary ones. Now I have a small snow removal business. My wife and I commercial fish only in the summer, and I work for a pharmaceutical company out of Utah. Still working, trying to work with corrections in regards to dealing with our state's drug problem and the fentanyl issue, which I hope works out for the state. I'm sure there's a few other things, but those are the primary things.
Super. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. Are there questions, Mr. Carruthers, for the Police Standards Council? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. Thank you for being here today, Mr. Carruthers. Mm-hmm. It looks like on July 31st, 2018, you wrote a letter in the paper regarding SB 91 and repealing that. The legislature did essentially repeal SB 91. Do you feel like the changes that we've made in our law enforcement policy over the last several years have made a positive impact?
Definitely better than the original law, in my opinion. I may know more about the results of that law in regards to corrections when I came back, only because after 28 years kind of working behind the fence, I knew personally a lot of the players, the prisoners that were now in the community. And I do believe that people can change, but I also believe that during that change period, there is a risk level to the community. And the majority of those classifications, I agree with. Some of them, I did not. So yes, there has been an improvement, but is it perfect? I'm not sure if there's anything that's perfect, but I would say it's not perfect.
Thank
There's,
you.
There are still some very dangerous people in the community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. Are there questions before we go to public testimony? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll go to public testimony for Mr. Daniel Carruthers for the Police Standards Council. Is there anybody online or in the room who'd like to testify? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Bring it back to the committee. Are there any final questions for Mr. Carruthers at this time? Okay. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Chair, committee members.
Okay, so let's see. We've heard from Ms. Hammond, Mr. Dutra, Chief Dutra, and Mr. Carruthers for the Police Standards Council. And if we can get a motion, which is on one of these papers. There we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the appointment of Rebecca Hammond, Chief Steve Dutra, and Daniel Carruthers be forwarded to the joint session for consideration. This does not reflect the intent of any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further session.
Great. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, that motion carries, and the following appointees are moved to the joint session for consideration. We'll take a brief at ease and sign some paperwork. Or actually, we'll take a brief at ease after the meeting's over to sign some paperwork. We'll just end here saying that the next meeting is scheduled for March 23rd. That's Thursday, March 23rd at 3:30 p.m. On our agenda, we'll have Senate Bill 28, Workplace Violence Protective Orders, Senate Bill 46, Brain Injury Awareness Month. Amendments for both bills are due to the office, my office, at 5 p.m. today. And we'll look to the will of the committee at that point in time. This meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee is now adjourned at 4 p.m.